It's all tied up here in Thunder Mountain between the Heidelberg Lady Warriors and the Skagway Lady Panthers. Possession's going to the Lady Panthers to start the second half. So here we go. Inbound to Haley Jensen. She's over to Madison Cox, left side of the floor. Back to Jensen. Jensen finds Kara Selmer. Her shot's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nevaeh Peel. Peel dribbles up the right side of the floor, and she's defended by Kara Whitehead. She dribbles all the way up and was able to get all the way into the lane and get the quick foul there, I believe, on let's see, they call that on number 24, Madison Cox, blocking foul. First team foul of the half. That's Madison's second of the game. Heidelberg inbounds Chandler Kadate. Kadate shoots a three, up no good. She gets her own rebound into Lillian Baramuel. Looks like the ball slipped out of Baramuel's hands as she went to shoot, so that shot's up no good. Jensen gets the rebound over to Delaney Rao, who finds Kara Selmer. Selmer looking for Jensen, and that's stolen by Christensen. Christensen finds Chandler Kadate on the right side of the floor. Kadate blows it up. Long three-pointer, Kadate, and that's up off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Lillian Baramuel, and she puts it up and in. That's going to be 14-12 with 7 minutes to play here in the third. Jensen finds Kara Selmer, and she answers with a great mid-range jumper. So Jensen dribbles up, quick pass to Kara for a quick bucket. All tied up at 14, 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Lillian Baramuel dribbles up the right side of the floor. Her shot's up, no good. Pulled down by Madison Cox. Cox pushing the ball at the floor. She runs past everybody, and it's just her and Chandler Kadake. And Kadake didn't want to pick up her fourth foul and put her arm straight up in the air, and Madison Cox dribbles all the way in for a layup. Great job, Madison Cox. Lillian Baramuel dribbles up, almost loses it. Gets it back, picks up her dribble. Finds Nevaeh Peel. Peel shoots a jumper. That's up, no good. Rebound, Kara Whitehead. So Skagway Panthers with their first lead of the ball game, 16-14, 6:20 to play here in the half. Jensen dribbles up the right side, picks up the floor, finds Cox. Cox, another jumper up, just barely off, and that's chased down by Chandler Kadake. So Kadake is going to push it up the right side of the floor, and she's going to walk it up. She looks long pass over to Lillian Baramuel. Ashley Christensen gets it. She shoots up, no good. And that's chased down by Baramuel, who goes to save it. And Delaney Rao comes away with it. And then gets it back to, Madison Cox. And Chandler Kadake didn't want to pick up her fourth there should have been either a block or a charge, but no call there. And they're just going to call it out of bounds, Skagway ball. So inbound is to Haley Jensen, and she puts it up and in. So Panthers with a four-point lead here starting the second half. And Nevaeh Peel inbounds to Lillian Baramuel, and Haley Jensen picks up a quick foul there. So we've got, Lillian Baramuel gets the ball inbounded to her, dribbles up the center of the floor, passes Chandler Kadake. Kadake looking for, it looks like, Ashley Christensen, who kicks it out to Nevaeh Peel. Peel dribbles, swings around the horn all the way over to Kadake, and ball bounces off her hands and goes out of bounds there. Turnover, Heidelberg. So, Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen gets it over to Cox on the right side. Cox finds Kara Selmer. Selmer looking for that drive penetration, and she's fouled by, I believe, Ashley Christensen. Simone Washington. All right. Skagway ball underneath their own basket. They set up in their stack baseline play. And Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen, dribble, drive, almost stolen. And it looks like it goes out of bounds off of Skagway. So it's turnover Panthers going back to the Warriors. 5:03 to play here in the third. Lillian Baramuel dribbles up, passes to Kadake, right side of the floor, left side of the floor, long three-pointer up, no good. Rebound pulled down, Madison Cox, and Haley Jensen's going to dribble up the right side of the floor. She gets it back to Cox on the left. Cox, looking inside for Kara Selmer. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Heidelberg. It's in possession, remains with the Skagway Panthers. They set up in their baseline stack. And Kara Whitehead, looking for Delaney Rao, stolen by Chandler Kadake on the inbound. And Kadake's layup is up, no good. Pulled down by Delaney Rao. Rao finds Kara Selmer. She's pushing a 4-on-1 break. She pulls it out, looking for, pulls it out, looking for just a wild turn of events. She throws it to half court. It rolls. Kara Selmer comes down with it. A few Heidelberg players thought it was over and back. No whistle blown. And Gegway sticks with it, and Delaney Rao gets the ball, puts it in the basket, and it's fouled. So Gegway taking a six-point lead, I believe the largest lead of the ball game by either team. 4:11 to play here in the third. Scores 14-20. Lady Panthers with the lead. Delaney Rao looking to complete a three-point play. And that free throw's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lillian Barmio. She's pushing it up the floor. And her shot is up, no good. Rebound, Haley Jensen, and she's fouled on the rebound. All right, Delaney Rao inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbles the ball at the center of the floor. She gets it over to Madison Cox. Cox back to Jensen at the top of the key. Jensen back to Cox over on the right side. Cox dribble drive penetration, kicks to Kara Selma. Kara with that baseline jumper. No good, but it's chased down by Kara Whitehead, and Ashley Christensen called for the foul. So Eliza Meyer checks in the ballgame for Kara Whitehead. 3:41 to play here in the ballgame. Or, I'm sorry, in the third quarter. Inbound to Madison Cox. Cox to Jensen. Shots up, no good. Rebound Delaney. Delaney to Kara Selmer. Her shots up, no good. Rebound to Vea Peel. So Peel pushes up the right side of the floor. And she loses control, but it looks like Barmy is going to come away with it. And they're going to call a jump. Or, I'm sorry, it looks like the Heidelberg Warriors were able to call a timeout there before the jump ball was wrapped up. So, timeout Heidelberg. Score is 14-20. Lady Panthers with the lead. 3:22 to play here in the third. Quite the ball game we have here at Thunder Mountain today. Really fast-paced, lots of turnaround, possession changes. So, Lady Warriors back out on the floor. Looks like we got Ashley Christensen, Aaliyah Trout. I believe that's her first appearance in the ball game. Nevaeh Peel, Lillian Barmew, and the unnamed player number 13, not on the roster. Anyway, Barmew inbounds to Nevaeh Peel. Peel dribbles up the right side of the floor. She loses control. Haley Jensen comes in with it, pushes it up to Madison Cox. Madison looking for the penetration there, looking to take it in the left side of the lane, and she's fouled by, it looks like, Lillian Barmew. That's her third personal and 15th foul of the ballgame. Inbound pass is almost stolen. Nevaeh Peel comes away with it, ties it up, and jump ball is going to favor the Heidelberg Warriors. So Lillian Barmew inbound to Nevaeh Peel, who dribbles up the right side of the floor, and looks like there is potentially a blocking call, but she knows nothing's called, loses control, Skagway comes away with it. Pushes up to Kara Selmer. Her shot's up, no good. Peel gets it back. He dribbles up the right side of the floor. And they're going to call, looks like Jessica Whitehead for the foul there on Nevaeh Peel. Peel went to dribble drive into the lane there. So, Peel sets up. Or, I'm sorry, Lillian Barmia sets up. And inbounds to Peel. And another jump ball is called, as it looks like Eliza Myers tied him up there. And that's good. This time, possession will remain with the Panthers. So Jess Whitehead inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox dribbles up, passes it over to the left side of the floor. Over to Kara Selmer. Kara passes over to Eliza Myers. Eliza to Jensen. Jensen looks like on the pass is fouled. So, I'm not sure who they called that one on. Well, it looks like number 12, Aaliyah Trout, her first 16th foul of the half for Heidelberg. Inbound to Eliza Myers. Eliza to Jensen. Jensen to Cox. Cox back to Jensen. Jensen back to Cox. And Cox shoots and banks it in. Stretching that to an 8-point lead for the Chicago Panthers. 2:15 to play here in the third. William Barmia dribbles it up. Finds Aaliyah Trout. Aaliyah Trout shoots. No good. Gets her own rebound. And going up for that second shot, she's fouled. And they're going to call that one on Madison Cox. So we got Aaliyah Trout heading to the line here to shoot two. 2:07 to play here in the third. Aaliyah's first free throw is up and good. Score 15-22. Lady Panthers with the lead. Heidelberg's got 16 fouls. Skagway's got 4. Aaliyah gets the ball for a second free throw. That one's up off the back of the rim. And rebound is chased down by Haley Jensen, who's pushing the break on the right side of the floor. And she picks up, looking for Mocha Larman, and it just goes right in between her fingertips. Mocha Larman's doing some great hustle there, going to the floor, out of bounds, trying to chase down that loose ball, but couldn't quite come away with it. So turnover Skagway going back to the Skagway Panthers. Or I'm sorry, going back to the Heidelberg Warriors. Aaliyah Trout dribbles up the left side of the floor. She dribbles all the way in. And they're going to call Jessica Whitehead with the block. 15-22. Minute 50 left here to play. Ooh. And Lillian Barmu inbounds to Aaliyah Trout. And it looks like Jessica Whitehead reached over her back and fouled her there on the shot. So they're going to send Aaliyah Trout back to the line for another chance to shoot some free throws. 16 foul for Skagway. That's Jessica Whitehead's third personal. Aaliyah's first free throw is up off the front of the rim. No good. Aaliyah gets the ball for a second free throw. That one's up off the back of the rim. No good. And they're going to call a line violation on Jessica Whitehead. And Aaliyah's going to get a chance for that second free throw. That one's up and no good. So Haley Jensen chases down the rebound. And she dribbles up the right side of the floor. Dribbles all the way in. Shot's blocked. Out of bounds. And possession will remain with the Panthers. They set up in like a staggered stack zone. Jessica Whitehead gets to Eliza Myers. Eliza to Jensen. Jensen chops up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Eliza Myers. And they're going to call. I believe they're going to call. Let's see, is that Nevaeh Peel? Yep, Nevaeh Peel, number 32. That's her 15th foul of the ball game. So she's had a great game, and she'll have to take a seat. Everyone comes over, giving her a high five, showing good sportsmanship. A minute 36 to play here in the third, and I believe that's Eliza Myers who will be shooting free throws. Yes, it is. So Myers' first shot up off the back of the rim. Mocha Larman comes away with it and is wrapped up for a jump ball. Possession is going to favor the Lady Warriors. Barmu is looking to inbound to Aaliyah Trout. Minute 30 to play here in the third. Skagway leading by 7. Aaliyah Trout dribbles up the left side of the floor. She loses control, gets it back, picks up her dribble. And they're going to call Haley for a foul. Haley Jensen. That might be her fourth. See what they put up. Definitely the 17th foul for Skagway. That's going to send Aaliyah Trout to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. That's Haley's third. So, Aaliyah Trout's first free throw is up and no good. And they're going to call a lane violation. So, gets a chance again for that 1-on-1. That one's up and good. And girls thought they were done there, but that lane violation is going to send Aaliyah back to see if she can't close out that second free throw. Aaliyah's shot is up off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Eliza Myers. Myers to Whitehead. Whitehead to Jensen. Jensen dribbles up the right side. Brings it back to the middle. He looks for Kara Selmer, finds her, and Kara looking for Mocha. Mocha picks it up, finds Jess, who finds Haley Jensen. Jensen shot's up, no good. Rebound, Eliza Myers. Back to Jensen. Jensen finds Kara Selmer. Her shot's up, no good. And Jessica Whitehead gets the rebound, puts it up. A little bit too high, hits the top of the glass, and that's going to be breaking the plane of the backboard. Turnover, Skagway. 30-second timeout called by Coach Mike Swayze. So, both teams in the bonus, each having 17 fouls. We've got 55 seconds left here to play in the third. Score is 16-22. Lady Panthers leading the way. Teams making some adjustments here. And looks like we're getting ready to take the floor again to finish out the third quarter. In for the Panthers, we have Jessica Whitehead, Eliza Myers, Delaney Rao, Haley Jensen, and Mocha Larman. So, Heidelberg Lady Warriors with the possession. Getting ready to inbound here. Farmio inbounds to Aaliyah Trout, right side of the floor. Trout dribbles up, and it looks like Delaney Rao got her hand in there and was able to knock it off of Trout's leg. So that's turnover Heidelberg going back to the Lady Warriors, or Lady Panthers, excuse me. Inbound goes to Haley Jensen. Jensen to Whitehead, top of the key. Whitehead looking inside, stolen by Baramio. Baramio's fouled by, it looks like, Haley Jensen. And that's going to be Haley's fourth personal. Looks like Coach Mike Swayze is going to send in Madison Cox to give her a break. 39 seconds to play here in the third. And that's going to send Lillian Baramio to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. So, Baramio gets the ball for a first free throw. That one's up and off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Delaney Rao. Delaney Rao finds Madison Cox. Cox dribbles up the center of the floor. He finds Jessica Whitehead. Whitehead's shot's blocked by Baramio out of bounds, so that's going to stay with the Panthers. 29 seconds to play here in the third. Whitehead inbounds to Eliza Myers. Myers to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman to Cox. Cox to Delaney. And Delaney gets it in to Eliza Myers, who is fouled. So great ball movement there by the Skager Panthers. They've reversed it all the way around from the right to the left side of the floor and were able to get a post-entry pass into Eliza Myers, who was fouled. And that's going to be the fifth on Simone Washington, the freshman for the Lady Warriors. And she's going to take a seat. They send in Chandler today to take her spot. 24 seconds to play here in the third. Eliza Myers, first free throws up, banks it in. And they send in Kara Whitehead for her sister, Jessica Whitehead. 16-23, Lady Panthers with the lead. 24 seconds to play here in the third. Myers' second shot's up, no good. She gets her own rebound, puts it up, and is hit hard, but bounces right back up again. Gets her own rebound and was hit hard on the shot, so Eliza's going to go back to the line to shoot two. 21 seconds to play here in the third. Panthers leading by seven. That will be the 19th foul on Heidelberg. Skagway's got eight, both teams in the bonus here. Eliza's first free throw up and no good off the left side of the rim. 21 seconds to play here in the third. Eliza gets the ball for a second free throw. That one's up. Banks it in. 16-24, Lady Panthers with the lead. And ball's inbounded to Leah Trout, and she's fouled by Madison Cox. That's going to send Aaliyah to the line. 19 fouls for Skagway. Panthers leading by eight here, or 17 seconds to play in the third. Aaliyah Trout lines up for her free throw. It's a 1-on-1 situation. Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like they called that for a shooting foul. So she gets it back, shoots again. Up, no good. And they're going to call another lane violation. I believe that's the third of the game so far. So Leah's going to get a shot again at that free throw. And it's up off the rim. No good. Rebound chased down by the Panthers. And it looks like they're going to call Aaliyah Trout for a quick foul there, which is going to send Kara Whitehead to the line. No, I'm sorry, Mocha Larmon to the line. 14 seconds clear in the third. That's putting Skagway in a double bonus. And that's Aaliyah's third. I believe Heidelberg may be out of bench players. So Mocha puts her first free throw up and in, since Skagway's lead to 9. Larmon's second free throw is up, and that one's good. 2 for 2 for Mocha Larmon at the line. Skagway leading by 10, 12 seconds to play here. Barmy with the ball on the right side of the floor. She dribbles up, shoots a shot. That's up, back of the rim. Rebound Aaliyah Trout, and she puts it up, and it's fouled. With 3 seconds to play here in the third. That'll also send Heidelberg into the double bonus. So both teams in the double bonus here at the end of the third quarter. That's going to be the third team foul on Eliza Myers. Aaliyah Trout's shot is up off the back of the rim, no good. Aaliyah's second free throw attempt is up, and that one's off the front of the rim, no good. Kara Whitehead chases down the rebound, looks for Madison Cox, and Barmy tips it out of bounds. So, to end the third quarter, both teams double bonus. Skagway leading by 10. It was a long end of that third quarter. A lot of fouls with teams in the bonus like that. It took about 15 minutes to finish the last two and a half there. So,